Our gospel says that God wants you to have life in the name of Jesus. And a sign of life is given to us throughout many of the sacraments in the church. And those are the symbols of blood and water. In fact, those are the two that St. Paul talks about in the second reading. Indeed, we are saved through blood and water. And as Jesus hung upon the cross and they pierced his side, it was blood and water that flowed forth. As you view this image of the divine mercy in front of you, you'll see two rays coming forth from the heart of Jesus. One that is colored more red like blood and one that is more clear like water. And these two images have many symbolisms throughout Christian history, but especially here in the Mass, they tell us a lot about what God wants for you, especially in this Easter season. You'll notice at offertory, the servers are going to come up with two little cruets, little glass holders for the wine and the water. And the priest will pour a little bit of wine into the chalice, and then a drop of water. As he says, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. The divinity being symbolized by the wine, a rich tasting drink. It's not very ordinary unless you're, you know, perhaps live in Italy or your family just really likes wine. But water is more ordinary, like human beings, every day. Of course, unless you live in Kansas where there's a drought. But you get the point, that the wine symbolizes something divine, something rich, something glorious, something beyond what we have in this life. In fact, why do we have wine at celebrations? Because we want to lift our spirits a little, within reason, of course. And water, when we want to maybe be more penitential, like at our soup suppers that we've had this year. And in the Paschal mystery, in the death, rising, and ascension of Jesus Christ, what happens here at this altar becomes lived out by him and hopefully effective for you. You see, we put all that wine in the chalice and then a drop of water. That sharing in, as he has shared in our humanity, we might share in his divinity. I've shared with you before what Athanasius says. The God became man so that man might become like gods. And as we celebrate the resurrection this weekend and Divine Mercy Sunday, to know that Jesus wants to cleanse you from your sins through water and through blood, through the ordinary and through the divine, through everyday circumstances in your life, but also the extraordinary things, like going to Eucharistic adoration, as we have the opportunity to do this afternoon, through prayer, intimate prayer with him, through reading of the scriptures, but also going to work or driving to the grocery store. It is through water and through blood that we are redeemed. It always kind of, I guess, mystified me that John Paul II, well, I shouldn't say him. Jesus is the one who asked for it. Jesus asked for a feast day this weekend, a week after Easter. And I thought, well, why are we talking about God's mercy when, you know, we're celebrating the resurrection? Why are we talking about blood and water and, you know, forgiving sins when we should be talking about all the joy and the excitement of the resurrection? And I think because it's our reality, guys, that even in the Easter season, we're still sinning, aren't we? Myself included. And every day we need the experience of being forgiven for our sins and then lifted back up. A lot of people complain and say, why do those Catholics have Jesus still up on the cross? Why is he still suffering? And a lot of people would argue that we need to put that image away. Celebrate the resurrection, because we live in the time of the resurrection, post-resurrection, when Jesus is risen. Makes some sense. But the key is that the resurrection, as I said last weekend, can only be obtained through the cross. And mercy can only be obtained by first recognizing our weakness and then the strength that comes with the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. It's recognizing, guys, that we are water first and that we need the richness of that wine to elevate us to something more. What do you regard yourself as today? Ordinary? Divine? Or perhaps somebody who is extraordinary, hoping to become divine?